Time again for an update from the good people at Oceanside Community Safety. Well, we have one of them in our midst anyway. It's Michael Garland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave. Hey. How you like my shirt,
Look
bud?
Look at us in our pinkness.
I tell you what. You know what? I get dressed up for these special occasions just to make sure that your listeners are... Oh, wait a minute. I keep getting these medias mixed up.
It comes through in your voice. It's
Thank
okay.
Thank you very much.
I can hear your what you're wearing. I can feel your pinkness from here. That's a wonderful shade, by the way. Of course, we are in support of acceptance and being peaceable among one another. Of course, the anti-bullying campaign behind the Pink Shirt Day, which it is.
And absolutely. And again, you know what? It's a responsibility of everyone to step up and be aware of this. And bullying comes in many forms because, you know, you may think it's, you know, it's physical. Someone has to grab you or they're pinching you or they're throwing stuff at you. It can also be verbal, you know, because that can take, quite a strain on. And it's not just children. It's anyone being bullied and being yelled at. And today, probably more widespread is the social impact of social media.
Yep.
And you know what? It's there. It's prevalent. It's probably worse than even the physical and the verbal in that it's there 24/7 now. There's no break, it seems, away from social media. And I think that's the thing we all have to kind of step up and accept. Unknown fact to me, up until I did a little bit of research on this, 37% of children who are bullies and are bullying, ironically, end up in trouble with the law in adulthood. I mean, obviously, if you don't try to correct it, you don't identify it, it does have some major repercussions in your future life.
Interesting.
It's amazing how things kind of escalate right from that particular point.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, we are always encouraging people, speak up. If you feel that you are being intimidated, locally, we have some really good resources. So, Oceanside RCMP Constable Danielle Swanson. She actually teaches the DARE program in the schools.
Yeah.
She's available anytime. If you are feeling stressed, threatened, reach out. Her number, phone the detachment at 250-248-6111. Danielle would love to speak to you if you have any issues that you're feeling threatened in any way, shape, or form.
Hmm.
And if you want to do it anonymously, there's always the Kids Help Phone. Through their website, kidshelpphone.ca, or phone 1-800-668-6868 for help. And the thing of it is, with the law as well, there's a lot of repercussions out there. So you could be charged with criminal harassment. So if you're going to be putting those type of things out there into the social media vein or in front of anyone, that is considered under the criminal code harassment. Child pornography. And this is, people don't realize it when you pass along texts and messages and just forward things and you think, well, I didn't do it.
Mm.
Actually, you are. You are perpetuating it. And you are legally responsible. So anyone under the age of 19, if you end up sending their images out, you could be held criminally responsible. So little thing to put that in the back. Uttering threats and extortion. And this happens actually more often than people realize, that you can't go around and threaten people. And that anonymity behind social media is really a problem.
Yeah.
People get a lot braver when you're not looking at them face to face. Even assault. Another criminal charge. One of the ones that's also probably very concerning for a lot of people is identity theft and fraud. So taking over someone's email account, their Facebook account. Even their phone numbers now. I'm probably reading a little bit in the media there where people get messages on their phone saying, oh, you're changing your cell phone number to a new device. Can you confirm? Don't hit that button because what you're doing is you're going to transfer your phone number to somebody else.
Oh, man.
I know. Who thinks of these things?
Bad people.
Dave, there's some people that, honestly, I don't think they bloody sleep. And again, defamatory is libelous, and that will get you in big trouble as well. So a lot of things that can really hurt a lot of people, and, you know, maybe we don't think about it in the big picture, but the whole system is set up to try to prevent that type of happening from people to get them, you know what? Get comfortable. If you're in trouble, tell someone. Tell a teacher. Tell someone that you trust. Get a hold of Constable Swanson. Phone the helpline. There's lots of help out there. Do your best. Don't be a victim.
Bottom line, don't keep it to yourself.
That goes through when we talk about our frauds and scams, right? The same idea applies to anti-bullying.
Mm-hmm.
You're only empowering them if you keep it to yourself because then you become the only victim. Bring in your peer group. Make sure people know. And ironically, 90% of bullying will stop within 10 seconds when the peer pressure starts happening from those around you. So if it's face-to-face and people start standing up, bullies will do what they normally do. They'll just kind of go away.
Yeah.
And you know what? Sometimes that's what's necessary when it's safe to do so.
Good point. Okay.
There you go. There you go.
Next on the list, we're moving along to, are we looking ahead to March now? We're practically there.
We are. We are. So it kicks off one of the Drive Smart campaign. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be two different veins that they're going this year that they're going to be focused on in March. Distracted Drivers campaign. And that's basically, be it cell phone, being eating in your car. That's the type of thing that the police agencies, the RCMP and Oceanside, are going to be looking for. Big blitz. And, shh, Dave.
Moo.
Okay, so let's let you know, for the listeners of the beach, March the 25th.
March 25.
We're going to have an educational campaign set up in front of the studio here in Parksville.
Okay.
So, just so people, this is for the listeners only of the beach. Okay, everybody else, don't tell anyone. Okay. So we're going to be out there educating. Now, there may or may not be police enforcement nearby, but we're going to give you the heads up. We're going to warn you that it's a $368 fine, and we're going to warn you that you should put it away, because if you don't, there may be police enforcement further along the road, and they won't be giving a warning. So, listeners of the beach, you are in the know.
Okay. You told me just as you were coming, standing outside the studio this morning, you saw two people driving by with phones in their hands.
Yes, I did. Really? You know what? It's not like the message isn't getting... You know, everyone has seen the commercials. We know that crashes go up. When you're looking at a cell phone, just that momentary glance over, this is not like looking at putting an 8-track in. We could do that without even looking. But a cell phone, people have a tendency of looking. And when you start looking at a cell phone, 50% of your concentration is gone. Mm. So think of it driving, put one hand over your eye. That's what you're now looking with. And then suddenly if you start texting, it goes all the way stupid, because now you lose 90% of your focus on the road. So 10% of your attention is now on the road. You're basically driving a armored vehicle with four rubber tires that basically can do a lot of damage, both to you and to those around you. So,
okay.
Words to the wise.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be smart out there. And the other campaign we're going to be having is the occupant restraint. And so there are mature people, it may or may not be my generation, that we sometimes forget about our seatbelts. The younger people are actually really good.
Good.
You don't see many young people not wearing their seatbelts. They do the best job of everyone. But we still have people that don't put their seatbelts on. And of course, that applies to child car restraints as well. Remember, the driver is responsible for all the occupants in their cars. So make sure everybody buckles up. Make sure that your child car seat is in there properly. It is, believe it or not, there is still a fine, $167 fine for not having a seatbelt. And of course, blending right into that, we have our usual child car seat safety, second Wednesday of the month, Island Health, Oceanside Public Health Clinic. If you're not too sure if that's anchored in properly, stop by. It's free. Oh, did I mention
free?
Yes, Dave, it is free. So, again, take advantage of our technicians. Take advantage of the people that really care about your child as much as you do. Be your caregiver, parent, or whoever. We want to make sure that everyone gets home safely.
That's one of the things you want to get right.
That is very true, Dave.
All right, and now it's time for you to go. There's the doors over there. Michael Garland, always a pleasure. Thank you.